If you're looking for a new primary care doctor in states like Idaho or Wyoming, good luck. Our region has some of the worst doctor shortages in the country. But did you know there are physicians out there that could help but can't practice? Amanda Peacher met with two refugee doctors from Iraq who are going through the arduous process to get an American doctor's license.
When Marwan Swaydan arrived as an Iraqi refugee in 2008, his first job in the U.S. was selling hot dogs at a baseball stadium.
It was fun. That's fine. I know how to do hot dog now.
Swaydan was maybe a little overqualified for hot dog sales. Before fleeing Iraq, he worked as a trauma surgeon there. Swaydan now lives in Boise and works in the patient safety department at a hospital. But he wants to go back to being a doctor.
So here's the thing. Being a doctor in the United States, coming as a refugee, is a little bit challenging because we are not prepared for the system.
That system requires passing three huge medical exams and then applying for a multi-year medical residency program. Even if they did get that far, very few refugees are offered residency positions in Idaho.
The program directors look at us as a lost cause kind of thing.
Swaydan says there are a lot of reasons for that.
They don't have three letters of recommendations from United States. They never practice in the United States, and probably their English is kind of challenging. So there's no way for you to say, well, I'm going to neglect the Harvard graduate and take this guy.
But those guys have lots of training. For example, Iraq follows British medical training protocols. So doctors like Swaydan have years of legitimate schooling.
And the only way to practice medicine now in the United States is to start all over.
That's Dr. Scott Smith with the Veterans Administration in Boise.
Surprisingly, some of them want to do all that.
Smith acts as a guide and mentor for refugee doctors who want to get their license. He helps with things like cover letters and interview preparation. He's on a mission.
So these are people that we need to serve the communities because it is so hard to get a physician in our state.
But it's a long, expensive process to become qualified. Just ask Ali Mackey. He fled Iraq with his family back in 2006. Like many Iraqi doctors, Mackey says he received threats from insurgents when he treated Iraqi law enforcement.
So it was really dangerous to work as a doctor over there.
When he got to the U.S., there was no question for Mackey that he'd try to be a doctor. And he was lucky enough to get one of the rare residencies in Idaho. But it took him 8 years of work and study to get that position. And that's on top of his training in Iraq.
Yeah, there are certain points that were really frustrating. They were really hard. And why am I doing this? Like, I've already graduated, and why can't I just practice right away? But it just, you have to respect the system.
For Mackey, all that work was worth it.
This is what I made to do, and I love doing it.
Mackey plans on staying right here in Idaho once he's licensed as a physician. But that happy ending is a long way off for Marwan Swaydan. He's still studying for his U.S. medical exams. After 8 hours of his hospital job and 2 hours of a physiology class, Swaydan is logging into his study program. Today's session starts with a video.
This chapter deals with kidney and urinary tract pathology. We're going to begin with congenital lesions.
So this isn't something you can just kind of do on your lunch break. You really have to have
a dedicated minimum of 5 hours. When I say 5 hours, it's five, you know, exact hours minimum. Yeah, every day.
Swaydan's office is sparse and mostly filled with study books. But one thing stands out. It's a photo pinned above his desk. It's of an anonymous child picking food off the street.
It's a little boy. As you can see, he's very emaciated and thin. He's eating remnants of bread from the ground that he found. And it's just remind me of my mission.
That mission? To serve people like the boy in the picture. People who need help and who need care. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher in Boise.